Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Sunday, we'll sell you the whole seat, but we don't have Mark Edge. That's right. Jokes here on Free Talk Live. What is Free Talk Live, you might be asking, and ask you might. It is a live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves and talk about whatever's on your mind. We try and talk about stuff that we think is interesting. We usually come from the perspective of freedom, peace, and prosperity. But open phones. The telephone number, 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160 if you would like to get on the air. In the studio tonight, I am your host, the Lord, Dr. Reverend Captain Kickass. Joining me,
Bigless Mountaineer.
And Ian again.
Welcome back again.
Same crew.
Yeah.
Two nights in a row.
Oh, weird. You know what I didn't do today? I broke my streak. I do have a third clutch T-shirt.
Oh, I was going to say, you changed clothes, and I don't know that I have.
Well, not. I didn't wear this. I didn't
Who
wear this,
dressed you this morning?
I didn't honestly. Wear the same T-shirt 2 days in a row. I happened to open.
I did.
No clutch T-shirt. No stripey shirt. What's going on?
I know. Well, so this solid black shirt is actually new. I have one just like this, but it's green, and it's my favorite shirt.
Okay.
And when I ordered the green one, they didn't have black. And what are you looking at? You
know, the nearly invisible stripes on
there, there are.
You are, in fact, wearing a striped shirt.
I may be, in fact, wearing the striped shirt.
You have out-ninja'd my plaid is what you've done.
Nice. So at any rate, I wanted to wear it because, you know, I buy a new shirt. I don't wear it. I throw it in the wash first. I want to wash it first because you don't know who wore it before you, you know, kind of a thing. And so I threw it in the wash, and so I was like, okay, I'm going to wear this shirt today because it's comfy, and I like it.
Very nice.
But at any rate, that has nothing to do with the show.
If you want to see his shirt, you can go to cam.freetalklive.com.
It'd be far more interesting if I was, again, wearing yet another clutch T-shirt. I actually own four of them.
Okay.
So, like, I could wear one every day that I'm broadcasting on Free Talk Live, a different one every night, but I completely spaced about that I had worn clutch T-shirts 2 days in a row. So
very good. So where are we going?
You mean this isn't Shirt Talk Live?
No.
It's not T-shirt Talk Live? It's not talk about the most underrated rock band in all of Earth's history?
No, we don't need that shirt.
Okay.
That was some FCC-regulated...
Yes, it was.
Yeah.
I'm tired of your shirt. Speaking of T-shirts with band names, a friend of mine is into this. I believe they're called a stoner rock band. They're called The Sword, S-W-O-R-D. Mm. And whenever he wears the shirt, I go, how come your shirt says the S-word?
That's funny.
All right, moving on to Free Talk Live stuff. This from Bitcoin.com. Broadcast company Fox to launch NFTs and... a blockchain curated animated series.
I was hoping we could talk about this.
Hold on. What is a blockchain curated animated series?
I mean, I'm still struggling to define a non-fungible token. That's NFT.
Well, you'll have to get into that too, because yeah.
So, like, I mean, I can't really give you. I mean,
Will they tell us in the story what that is?
We'll find out.
Blockchain curated.
Yeah. How does the blockchain curate something?
I don't know.
Much less curate, like...
an animated series.
Yeah, I mean, that would imply that there's many animated series on the blockchain, and that it would curate some of them.
It's very confusing.
But to me, I don't know that there's even one animated series on the blockchain.
Blockchain, for listeners that don't know, blockchain is sort of the most relevant technological development behind Bitcoin. It is essentially a decentralized, distributed ledger that exists in multiple locations simultaneously, and it essentially is a protection against cooking the books, so to speak.
Instead of double entry, it's triple entry. Like most folks are familiar with double entry accounting, the green sheets with two shades of green, and so you know you get the two entries that you make to verify it against itself, but it still relies on a third party to verify
it. A trusted third party.
Right, whereas the triple ledger, the third entry is the trusted third party, and it's decentralized. And so that's how it solves the Byzantine generals problem, which Lee has given a very good synopsis of on previous episodes.
Well, thank you.
Of Free Talk Live, which you can hear over at freetalklive.com.
And
which,
so
I think it's inside baseball to talk about the Byzantine generals problem, but I just think it's useful because it gives you a real sense of how enormous of a change this is. Like, this is a philosophical problem that has plagued us for so long, it's called the Byzantine generals problem.
Yeah, and it's been solved literally by the combination of cryptography and accounting.
Mm-hmm.
In layman's terms, right? So the
and networking
flow. and the what we call the network effect, right? Because if it wasn't decentralized, it wouldn't work. So the three things brought together are what makes this technology go.
Right.
And what just dawned on me is, like, if you think about the financial system, I mean, the entire thing is just unnecessarily complex.
Mm-hmm.
And they are very much the people who pull the strings of all of the militaries of the world. So they are, in fact, Byzantine generals, and we have solved that problem.
Yeah, that is a matter of fact. Near as I can tell.
So blockchain has been applied beyond the idea of money. Yes. You know, it has been applied in a variety of different ways, and it's still relatively new technology, so I'm curious to see how it's going to be applied to animated series.
I had to look
up what curate means, and I guess in this context it's
to select for audience, right?
Yeah, to like sift through, select.
Right.
So I guess, are they getting input from the people watching this show to figure out what they're going to do with it?
Well, that's like interactive television, right?
Yeah, well, like I said at the intro of the show, that it implies that there's a whole bunch of animated series already on the blockchain that they will be curating. But to my knowledge, I don't even know that there's one animated series on the blockchain.
Well, let's get into it.
There's going to be one.
The New York-based television network Fox is a popular company that's been in business for over 34 years. The corporate broadcasting company operates a variety of entertainment channels, including popular shows like The Simpsons, Undeclared, Beverly Hills, etc., and so on. I'm not going to name all these because I'm not advertising for Fox. This week, Fox Entertainment CEO Charlie Collier spoke to The Hollywood Reporter and explained that the firm is in the midst of constructing a subsidiary called Blockchain Creative Labs. The new company aims to provide a class of entertainment where, quote, art meets technology, unquote. Collier gave The Hollywood Reporter a short summary of how the company's new blockchain venture plans to meld art and technology. Not to go too far into it today, but as an advertiser-focused, artist-first, and animation-obsessed company, Fox is going to take advertisers into the world of blockchain-powered tokens, including NFTs, the Fox CEO said.
Which stands for non-fungible token.
Correct.
Which we'll have to get into.
Collier also spoke, well, we can briefly talk about that. My understanding...
Did you want to describe that one?
That's actually one I haven't spent a whole lot of time on, but I know you've probably looked a little closer, Kevin.
The layman's way to understand what NFT is it's kind of like the blockchain version of intellectual property rights.
Mm-hmm.
And I say kind of because it's far different from intellectual property rights. Currently... And as a former musician, I can speak to what intellectual property rights are as somebody who's tried to publish music. The idea is that you write a song, you record a song, you put it on the internet, and then if somebody wants to use that song for something, they want to use it for background music, they want to use it in their movie, they want to use it, you know, they want to play it over, you know, a place, a bar, right, a place where people gather all the time, they want a part of their jukebox or whatever. Generally speaking, intellectual property law is a government thing that requires people to pay a license fee to the artist to use their art in some way, shape, or form.
And this is something just generally intellectual property is a discussion we've had here on Free Talk Live over more than a decade, where some libertarian types agree with it and others do not.
Yeah, I don't agree with the part where the government forces people to do this.
Mm-hmm.
The NFTs, however, are voluntary. So it's a bit different. It allows the artists to get paid in sort of royalties, but they're blockchain distributed royalties where, like, anybody can use the music that they want, and then there's a microtransaction underneath that.
Yeah, I've heard this compared to, like, having a signed album.
That's a better example.
Everyone gets the album, but this one has been signed.
Yeah, let's talk about that coming up, because I think that's a better explanation.
603-283-6160 is the number. More Free Talk Live is coming up.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business, but our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Welcome back to Free Talk Live. The telephone number, if you would like to get your voice on this radio program, is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain, joining me.
Peakless Mountaineer.
And Ian. We've been talking about this article from Bitcoin.com, which says that Fox, that's right, Fox Broadcasting, is launching NFTs and a blockchain-curated animated series.
And we've gotten into what is an NFT, and Captain, you had sort of described it as this intellectual property-related thing.
Like, if you're an artist, that's how you would sort of best understand what it is. It's a way for you to get paid for your art on this new system, this new blockchain system.
It's one way to give it. It seems like, and I think that's where Lee was coming in with this collectability.
Right.
And what, how did you describe it?
Oh, as if you get an autographed album.
Yeah.
Like,
right.
Sure, plenty of people have that album, but you have the one with the autograph.
Right. So, when you go and buy an online album or, you know, band is publishing online, they've cut out the record company, right? Like, that's what the internet allowed bands to do 2 decades ago. And that made, that made news. Like, Trent Reznor just released this album or whoever else was doing it. And then so that allowed them to connect directly with their fans, collect near to 100% of the revenue, and that was a big advancement. So this doesn't have anything to do with that. That's still going on. But this allows them to say, hey, this is record. This is digital record number one. This
right.
is our most special,
right.
unique. It's the same exact music. So if you want to hear our music, you can pay, $10 over here and get all the music. But if you want to be our best fan, then you can buy this NFT version
of
the record. And then the bids come in because it's this, sort of false scarcity, right? Like, the record exists, but they've anointed this one as the
right.
special one. And then you get millions, if not, hundreds of thousands or tens of thousands of dollars bid to be that fan,
so,
basically.
I was going to say, there are a lot of things that you want, a low serial number because this was one of the first ones ever made.
Yeah.
And this
right.
is
that's what this
thing.
Is. Yeah. This is the digital version of a collectible, essentially.
Yes, yes. And so I know somebody that has a championship baseball cap from their favorite sports team.
Mm-hmm.
And that came with a little certificate. It's all fancy.
Authenticity
that says this is the actual thing, and it is, number, 1,204, whatever it is.
And the nice thing about this is, a certificate of authenticity, who knows if that's legitimate.
Faked.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. It can be faked. Whereas this
cannot.
Yeah.
Right, because it's on the blockchain. And, well,
it's distributed throughout the world. There's a record throughout the world that this transaction occurred at this time, so you have the legitimate thing.
Right. I also equate it to a lot of folks will say the officially licensed product, right? Nerds all around the globe of Star Wars, for example, right? If they have an in-the-box, officially licensed, Luke Skywalker figure from the first generation of the action, that's worth something to collectors.
Unless it's a knockoff that was made in China.
Right.
Right.
So this would give some version of authenticity to it using the blockchain, which is arguably far more secure.
It's perfect for that purpose. And there's been some controversy, I guess, over these NFTs.
Yeah.
People seem to be kind of split on whether they're a good idea or not. And I say more power to them. Personally, I have no attraction whatsoever to it. Yeah.
And one of the things, apparently this is a way that you could do something like, this NFT is, we've decided, the deed to my car. So when I transfer this to you, you have the legitimate ownership of my car. And that, I think, is actually a huge innovation that is that is made possible by cryptocurrency. I'm not saying this is the only way to do that, but this is a way of doing that. And, I mean, that has a tremendous potential of putting a lot of lawyers out of work, for one thing.
It would be similar to, like, a notary public in that particular instance. And, yes, this is some of the powerful things that the blockchain technology can do that we've talked about, that I've talked about specifically, where the blockchain technology, not just Bitcoin, cryptocurrency is the first killer app to use blockchain technology, but the blockchain technology has the ability to replace bureaucracy as a whole. Because all of the things that bureaucrats do, which is generally some sort of official record keeping, right? That's the crux of most bureaucratic
actions. The very word
actions.
Register.
Right.
Like to register a thing. I mean, it comes from the root of the king, because you are giving it to the king's men that they will keep track that you registered this plot of land or whatever it was.
Right.
And we don't need the king to register things now.
And this is why we've seen folks, libertarian-type people or anarchist-type people, freedom-oriented people, do their marriages outside of the government system and instead do them on the blockchain, where they make their own sort of marriage certificate, they put their vows in it or whatever, they upload it to the blockchain, and now it's a, quote, officially, unquote, recognized by anybody that can access that piece of information.
Yeah, I saw that happen at a Bitcoin conference probably almost more than... Not quite a decade ago, but like 7 years ago.
Yeah.
Well, and it is way more secure if you do it that way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, there's a specific number of systems that go down, and that marriage no longer exists in any record. And, you know, who knows who's shuffling that this way or that, or who's going to misspell someone's name at some point, and suddenly, we can't find the record that you were ever married. Whereas this... Once you get it entered, it's there.
So this NFT, non-fungible token, I don't know if we've mentioned that this segment, that's what it stands for. It's kind of the latest fad in cryptocurrency. A few years ago, there was the CryptoKitties thing that was blowing up.
Everybody, on the Ethereum blockchain.
Yeah, and this is also probably on the Ethereum blockchain, although it doesn't have to be. There's tokens on different blockchains. But
I know Bitcoin Cash just moved into starting to do that
Well, let's table this for just a minute, because we do have a call. Jet, you're on Free Talk Live. Jet's calling from Texas. Go ahead, Jet.
Well, I want to caution everybody who's getting married to get a contract, first of all. I wanted to...
What kind of a contract?
I wanted to go over this thing that people call the 13th Amendment, because there are a lot of people who see this thing they call the Constitution as kind of a Bible. And I was curious, because of this abduction that took place and all these people, all these bail conditions, given the 13th Amendment, how is all that possible? I mean, is there any limit to the conditions that one can put on this? Should I read it for you?
Yes, please. Go ahead, at least for our listeners.
It says, neither slavery nor servitude, except involuntary servitude, except as a punishment for crime, whereof the party shall have been duly convicted, shall exist within the United States or any place subject to their jurisdiction. So is time out a punishment? I mean, is what is the limit? Can they tell you you can't pick your nose, can't go to the bathroom? I mean, what are the limitations to this?
Good questions. My quick and dirty answer, of course, and I'll let the other hosts weigh in, is that the government can do whatever they want because they have all the guns. And
I got some questions that kind for you, of thing.
I assume you can hang on, Jet?
Yes, I will, because I have questions.
Okay, groovy. Stand by. We'll get the answers from our other hosts. And if you want to weigh in on this topic, 603-283-6160, is the 13th Amendment being violated when somebody is released on bail? More Free Talk Live on the way.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to teamgaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's teamgaday.com with Youngevity. Teamgaday.com.
USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
An apparent deadline has been set for a bipartisan deal to be reached on the Biden administration's infrastructure bill. Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg tells CNN State of the Union that the president will look to act without the support of Republicans if they can't come to a consensus.
By the time that they return, which is June 7th, just a week from tomorrow, we need a clear direction. Certainly encouraging to see the healthy conversations that have happened over the last days and weeks. But the president keeps saying inaction is not an option, and time is not unlimited here.
The 12-year reign of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu could be coming to an end. A former ally of the Prime Minister has announced intentions to form a coalition government with Netanyahu's opponents that could bring the reign of the longest-serving Israeli Prime Minister to an end. The parties involved have until Wednesday to reach a deal before presenting their coalition to Parliament for a formal vote. This is USA Radio News. Democrats still want answers about January 6th, and that includes a Virginia representative who is calling for President Biden to act.
After the defeat of a bill to create a congressional commission to investigate the January riots at the Capitol, one House member is calling on President Biden to take action. Democratic Congressman Jerry Connolly of Virginia urged Biden on Saturday to form a presidential commission to investigate the riots and make recommendations to prevent future incidents. A Friday vote in the Senate to create a congressional commission fell 6 votes short of passing. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
The TSA reports the highest number of travelers passing through security checkpoints since the pandemic this Memorial Day weekend. The agency logged 1.96 million travelers on Friday, nearly 6 times as many as last year. AAA estimated earlier this month that more than 37 million Americans would travel 50 miles or more from their homes on Memorial Day weekend. As they do, gas prices are at the highest level in 7 years. You're listening to USA Radio News.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, welcome back, everybody. The telephone number is 603-283-6160. If you want to get your voice on this radio program. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Nicholas Mountaineer.
And Ian.
And we'll go right away back to Jet, who is calling from Texas. Jet, you were saying a thing about the 13th Amendment in relation to Ian's release. Can you run that by us again?
Was that in relation to me? I didn't. If so, I missed it.
Either way, would repeat the question, please?
Well, my question is kind of this. If you're restricted from movement, if something goes around your ankle like a chain, if you can't go a certain distance, is that not bondage?
Certainly.
And is bondage not slavery?
Well, that's a good question.
That is a good question.
Does this count as servitude?
Yes, in one of course. Sense, if you have to do what someone else says in under threat of punishment,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it is a punishment unto itself.
Oh, no doubt about it. I mean, there's no doubt that that I am not at liberty, you know, prior to trial here. I'm highly restricted. The judge in the case actually even used the terms a short leash. So,
yeah. I mean, okay, so my other questions are, how is it acceptable to everyone here in America that that some one person can how do you say it, order your life? In other words, just make you jump through hoops and all this stuff when, in fact, under their own rules, you have not been convicted, that kind of thing. How is it acceptable that strangers, you know, can order you around? How is it acceptable that they can lock you in cages like wild animals because you disagree with their opinions?
It's not. I mean, but it is. That's what happens, you know, and people, they got a bunch of guns and they're not afraid to use them. So people do what they're told.
And I think you are pointing out that this is a violation of due process. I mean, we are treating you as if you have already been convicted of something.
Yeah, you're on probation.
Out of just being accused. Now, if we actually got what we allegedly have a right to in a speedy trial, which would only be possible if they hadn't clogged the courts with an absolute unbelievable glut of nonsense. Mm. Like, if they kept the courts for people who have actually been harmed, for theft, for arson, for, yeah, you know, actual crimes, so, then we would get trials quick, yeah, enough that it wouldn't be so onerous that we have to, like, leave you on a leash for a year.
But the main question is, what's the limitation? I mean, what can they not demand from you? What is it that they cannot demand from you?
My quick and dirty answer is anything they want.
They appear to have no limits.
Yeah, I don't know that there is a limit, and if there is, it's certainly not very public.
Yeah, do you mean what can they officially demand and what can they actually get?
Well, first of all, you know that how I feel about this group of people. They're just other humans who have no more right to do anything than you or I. Especially, it doesn't make any difference whether they put on a magic black dress or whether they give themselves a title and put it on their desk, or, you know, whether they walk around with their nose in the air. It doesn't matter. All people are the same. I mean, you and I, if you don't have a right to do these things to someone else, they don't have a right to do them to you, because there's no way that they can get that right. It just bugs the crap out of me, and I think more people just need to pass this information around, and when they do, hopefully we'll get to enough minds opened up enough to where they go, they'll say, no more.
So
no, thank you.
Having said that now, Jet, I revise my answer to your question. My answer is, what can they get away with? As much as the general population of human beings will tolerate. That's how much.
Yes. So, and you know that my definition of a law is just someone's opinion that they're willing to kill you over.
That's right.
Agreed.
Well, and there's definitely two levels here. Like, there's the real level. They are human beings who have found a really, really good show to put on to pretend that they have a right over everyone else. And
yeah,
most people are not there, so a lot of people are on a different level of, well, if they actually, you know, did due process, well, then they can do X, Y, and Z. And on that level, even, we have long since gone so far away from the idea of innocent until proven guilty. I mean, if you talk to the guards in the jails, they will tell you they don't treat these people like they're innocent. They don't treat them like they're innocent, and the system doesn't treat them like they're innocent.
That's why I preach and preach and preach to don't use their language. Treat them as just other people. Talk about them as just other people. Think about them. Because it really is all in your mind. All this control, all these rules are just things that you have accepted as legitimate in your mind. If you come to that place where you say, you know what, these are just other people. They don't have a right to do this. If you can get more people to do that, things will change. The world will change. That's what I got.
Hey,
don't
thanks.
Use the word government.
Thanks for the call, Jet. We appreciate it.
Well,
Jed is correct. I mean, he's not wrong in any of that. And in fact,
he's a little off on one part.
Well, the idea of government is a human construct.
Yes.
And I say that because, you know, when ducks fly south through the winter, you don't see them getting a passport and passing through customs. You know, when deer migrate north from, you know, the northern states and the Midwest into Canada, you don't see them getting passports and having to go through checkpoints, right? So human beings are the only ones who are subjected to these arbitrary laws by these organizations commonly known as governments, which are, as Jet points out, just people.
Well, there is one part I disagree with. It's not what's in my mind that is causing this.
Mm-hmm.
It is certainly what is in the mind of those with clubs and guns,
yes,
that is causing this, and largely what is in the mind of the majority of people.
The belief that this organization somehow has more rights than any other person on planet Earth is what drives that.
Because if either the enforcers stopped believing it, or if the majority of the public stopped believing it, then it would stop.
It'd be over.
Yeah, it would go away overnight if that could happen, or at least very soon after it happened. Yeah, it's an interesting conundrum that not enough people realize. I don't know how to get people to that point. I don't even know. I can't really even explain to you how I came to that point, other than to say, you know, there was a point in my life when I wanted to discover, you know, where do I fall on the political spectrum? And so I started doing some research, and it turns out nowhere. I didn't belong anywhere. And it wasn't until I started hearing about the philosophies of freedom, the non-aggression principle specifically, that I went, oh, so I'm none of these things,
right?
And I had a realization that I think is common amongst libertarians, which is, well, I've always felt that way, except I didn't. I know that I didn't, because there were times in my life when I think Jet actually mentioned that some people treat the Constitution as if it's some sort of a Bible. And I grew up in religious households, and so, you know, their answer was always, well, what does it say in the good book, right, you know, about the situation? Or the Lord says this in chapter blah, verse blah, he says this, that, and the other thing, and, well, that's what you should do about your problem. Well, and so because of that, when it came to politics, I would do that same gyration, except I would go, well, what does it say in the Constitution, right? So I did treat the Constitution as some sort of a Bible in saying that, hey, a bunch of old guys somewhere wrote down some words, and, well, I've been told they're important, so let's go look at what they said, because, you know, they're supposed to be some sort of wise guys.
Well, and in one case, you have this holy book in black leather with gold trim, and in another, you have a man in a flowing black robe with a gold-trimmed flag, and it really is a matter of stagecraft. And since you brought up the 13th Amendment, I want to point out a piece of the stagecraft that they're using for this, because it does sound reasonable to an ordinary person when they read this, but when it says, have been duly convicted, by whom? Who decides what is duly convicted? Who decides what is due for a conviction to be enforced? Since it's not spoken, but it's implied that it's them.
603-283-6160. It's a great question. Who does make those decisions? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We still do email. Drop your email address in the entry box at freetalklive.com, and you'll be kept in the loop with Free Talk Live.
Yes, it is. Free Talk Live. We're here 7 days a week from 7 p.m. until 10 p.m. Eastern Time. If you live outside of the Eastern Time Zone, do some math. It's not that hard. Look it up on the Internet. Whatever you got to do to make sure that you tune in. Some of the radio stations don't broadcast us when we're actually live, so it may not translate. They'll run like they'll broadcast us either after or the next day after the show is actually live. But if you want to call, you must call during between the hours of 7 to 10 p.m. And the number is 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the captain.
Pecos Mountaineer.
It's Ian.
We've been talking about these, well, I guess we were talking about this article where Fox has announced that they're going to get into the NFTs, or non-fungible tokens.
Jumping on the bandwagon.
Yep.
And this is a huge fad in cryptocurrency right now.
And also announcing a blockchain-curated animated series, which we haven't really got to talk about that very much.
I did do a quick bit of research and found another article on the subject that it will curate and sell digital goods ranging from NFTs of one-of-a-kind characters and background art and GIFs, as well as tokens that provide exclusive social experiences to engage and reward super fans.
Hmm.
So I guess that's what they're doing with the NFTs, is a lot like the autographed whatever.
Right. So it used to be the old school way of doing stuff like this would be, I'll take the rock band Kiss, right? Because they are the most merchandised band that has ever existed on planet Earth that I'm aware of. You could join the KISS fan club and pay a certain fee to be in the fan club, and they would send you cool stuff that nobody else would get because they weren't in the club.
Right.
And this is the blockchain
version. Were you in the club?
I was not in the club,
okay.
But I know many people who were.
Okay.
So you've got the KISS shirt, but they've got the official fan club KISS shirt that is a little different.
Right, or they got the signed version of whatever poster from the tour or whatever, that kind of stuff. Bands still do this kind of thing, particularly since the whole madness and the government's reaction to COVID and the lockdowns and all that kind of thing. Bands had to find new and creative ways of merchandising themselves and making themselves a viable product. Many bands turned to the internet and were doing basically glorified jam sessions from their rehearsal space and calling them concerts and charging $20 for you to see a live stream of them in your living room. Now, depending on the quality of the band, that might have been worth it. I did do that for Clutch, my favorite rock band. But, and then they would also do exclusives, right? So if you bought a ticket to that thing, you were also eligible to buy a T-shirt that was branded specifically for that particular concert, and they would name it that. So this would easily be something you could do with an NFT.
So now it sounds like Fox, you know, major broadcasting company, is using NFTs, which means using blockchain technology, to connect directly with fan revenue. It just seems like another way for them to make some money, and good for them.
Well, and the internet largely has become a marketing machine, right? I mean, yes, you have basically any information you can think of, if you know how to search it properly, available to you, in a magic rectangle you carry in your pocket. But before it was that, it was a glorified marketing machine, and it still is to that extent. So this is a natural extension of something like this to me,
right,
particularly from an artist perspective. I know you said you didn't have any, like, real, you know, like, teeth in the game or whatever, but, like, from an artist perspective, I'm interested in how these NFTs are going to evolve. Mm-hmm. It's early times. I would love to see
people are making money.
I would love to see how it eliminates the government out of artist revenue. That would be great to me if it can accomplish that. I think that would be great.
Well, I'm sure the government wants all the artists to report all their NFT revenue.
Of course they do.
Well, and that's one of the things that I wonder about this, because I know that a lot of the most effective money laundering in the world happens through art, because art is one of those things that does not have any kind of a remotely set price. So, you know,
right, all those movies about stealing the Mona Lisa.
Right. Yeah. Well, and like, okay, if you want to, you know, move $1 million from point A to point B, all you need is one person with a very, very nice degree to explain why this piece of art went from being worth $100 to $1 million, or vice versa, and people will go, oh, well, okay, now that sounds legitimate. And they've got, you know, they've got an educational backing to explain this in very large words that no one understands outside of their industry. And then suddenly you have legitimacy for why this went from being worth this price to being worth this price. And I wonder if NFTs are going to be something like that in the future.
It's an interesting concept. We'll talk more about this, but let's go to your calls and thoughts. We have Robert calling from South Carolina. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yes, sir. I just wanted to say that you mentioned documentation, that was to say passports and papers to travel internationally. Well, I just wanted you to know that birds, when they travel from northern Europe down to Africa, they oftentimes travel, well, a lot of them, they've traveled mostly through Italy and Malta. I can't remember now for sure which country or both of these countries, whether it's both Malta and Italy or just one of them, but the birds have to basically stop, you know, once in a while to take a rest. They do that. And they have a, nets in their mouth. They have guns, with little rockets. And these little rockets carry the nets over the top of the tree, or trees. It can be two or three, for that matter, however big the nets are. And then they capture the birds. But I don't know if they're still doing that. That was information. I left Germany 16 years ago, and I heard about it in Germany, because the Germans are very, very sensitive to those kinds of things. Germans are really fond of animals.
I understand what you're saying, but that in no way, shape, or form resembles the human passport. I mean, the birds aren't required to go pay a large fee, get a piece of paper, get their photo taken at their own cost, and then submit it through the government and then wait for it to be mailed to them and then show that when they fly into Italy before they're allowed to land. That's a poor analogy.
Now, is that in fact how you acquire a Maltese falcon?
I had a pet rabbit, and I had to get documentation for her.
In Germany?
Yes. And they were very kind.
Documentation exists, but I'm talking about passports specifically from traveling from one country to another.
Well, what you're talking about are restrictions put on humans either way. The rabbit doesn't need paperwork unless you are in possession of the rabbit because they know you've got money and you will pay the fee. So that's what the government loves, licensing everything they can buy. If it moves, license it, tax it. That's what they do.
Okay. Well, all right. Well, sometimes dogs have a little problem in Italy. They use dogs for stray dogs. They think if a dog is outside and they see it, they can capture it. And they used to, I don't know if they still do this anymore, but they used to use them for in vitro experimentation and also testing of drugs on stray dogs. And there was a famous person in Italy whose dog was captured, and he found out about it, and he went to the laboratory, and they told him, Dr. So-and-so, we're very sorry, but your dog is really too far gone. And so they euthanized the dog so that he wouldn't have to go through the final part of the experimentation.
Well, there's no doubt that governments will do evil things, even to animals. We've certainly seen plenty of examples.
So is your argument that if it's good enough for the animals, it's good enough for us when it comes to passports?
Well, the thing is, with passports, I can tell you a story about that, too. I'm trying to get my German passport renewed right at this particular point in time. And, they make you get a paper. When you move out of Germany, you have to get a document that says when you moved out and that you moved out. And if you don't have that document, you have to get a copy of it from the authorities in the city from which you moved. Mm-hmm. And you have to submit that to the authorities. You have to get it to Berlin somehow, and that means going through to the embassy or one of the consulates or possibly one of the honorary consulates. And I wrote to them and they promised that they would send it, but they never did. So then six months later, the German government is still asking
you for your papers.
I was just going to say, a man trying to get into Germany and they're asking for papers, please.
Well, don't worry about it. I know that they love me back in Germany. If I ever had an emergency...
Robert loves his German government. He loves all governments.
Hey, thanks
he
for the call, Robert.
Too.
We appreciate it.
He's called before.
Yeah.
Many times. And always, see, government is good. Look at Germany. Still, they're doing an awesome job, and they have a heck of a lot of government.
I still can't wrap my head around how, you know, netting some birds that have landed in a park as a break from their migration is equivalent to a passport.
I don't know if he was making that argument. I think he was just talking about things.
Well, if that's the case, then
a little rambling.
Then it makes way more sense. All right, NFTs. And Fox, we were talking about this article from Bitcoin.com.
And we will have to come back to that shortly.
Don't call me shortly.
How about Beardly?
Well, I can call you that, too.
I am a bee with a beard.
You're a peakless mountaineer is what you are.
That's true.
The telephone number here is 603-283-6160. If you would like to get your voice on the program, talk about whatever's on your mind. Hour number two of Free Talk Live is on the way.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.